Ian Black, Middle East editor at The Guardian newspaper. Ian, you've been chairing a discussion here at ODI today on Libya in transition. Can you give us an idea of what it is you'll take away as the main message from today's event?
I think what we had was an interesting interplay between the general and the specific. Paddy Ashdown, with all his experience of Bosnia and post-conflict reconstruction, provided a very interesting perspective on the overarching issue of intervention, in which circumstances it can take place, what expectations are appropriate. His main message that I took away was the need for what he called strategic patience. He makes the argument that, look, you know, wars and conflicts tend to take place in a matter of weeks or months, but then rebuilding societies that are emerging from war and conflict is a matter of years. So that was the big thing that he had to say, plus some interesting comments about the way that the United Nations could act as a legitimizer for intervention in situations where there was an international consensus that it was necessary. Of course, it's a very political question. There are plenty of people who were unhappy with the way intervention took place in Libya, not least the Russians and the Chinese, who felt that their support for their action in the UN Security Council, if you like, had been hijacked to mandate NATO intervention, which they didn't approve of. And the consequences of that are still with us in the political and diplomatic wrangling over the crisis in Syria. So that was Paddy Ashdown's big picture take on it. And then we had some interesting discussion about some of the specifics of the Libyan situation. And there was, I think, a correct focus there on the issue of security, a fundamental issue in any post-conflict situation. How do you restore to the state that monopoly on the use of force that is one of the essential attributes of any state? And in the Libyan context, we heard a good deal about this. You have a situation of fragmentation of the militias which fought and won the uprising against the Gaddafi regime, but are not being integrated successfully into new state structures. And this is creating all manner of problems, not least of all in a sense of the inclusiveness of the emerging post-Gaddafi regime. There are issues, too, of transparency, even matters as fundamental as the membership of the transitional government. There have been quite a lot of protests about that. And a lot of questions, I think, from the audience, from different perspectives, about how fragile the situation is, with some specific worries about the interlocutors for international organizations and NGOs in Libya. I think overall a useful sense that 3 months or so after the last big moment, if you like, in the Libyan crisis, which was the death of Gaddafi, there are all sorts of issues which remain unresolved, are very problematic for the future, not least of which Joost Hilteman from the International Crisis Group particularly focused on this, Sean Dealey as well, from York University, on the very accelerated political process, that things have to happen very quickly, perhaps, you know, impossibly quickly, for it to work. So a lot of question marks, a lot of anxiety about the future. But a last thought perhaps would be, which I think is important and special to Libya, is because of the circumstances of what happened, a tremendous amount of international goodwill and engagement with it in the hope that something better will emerge after, you know, 40 years of dictatorship and appalling underdevelopment.